My prime minister has also said we are waiting for the process to be completed. And that's why he doesn't mention any concrete measures. That's why also he said that we are just waiting patiently for the moment, but still, of course, condemning the decision of the parliament.
But there must be something that he has in mind, military, economic, what it's going to be.
Of course, you know already that our relations on every field has been stopped for the moment. We were just waiting the outcome of the law, of this proposition. Once the proposition came into force, then Turkey will lower its, for example, representation in France, diplomatic representation, also will cease to make any cooperation on each and every field with France.
That could leave Turkey very isolated, particularly because France is a member of the European Union and it sets Turkey against a member of the European Union.
Yes, of course, but I doubt that European Union will have some kind of unity on any issue, first of all. And secondly, that will leave France also all alone in his initiatives in the Middle East. It's a lose-lose game. We know that we will lose something, but France also will lose something.
Explain that to me in the Middle East. What do you mean by that?
Because we had a very good cooperation with France with regard to what's happening in the, near the borders of Turkey, with regard to Iran, with regard to Syria, etc. So it's an ally. It was an ally for Turkey, and it was a good partner for Turkey. And France was also considering, just look at the Kedorsay's statements, saying that Turkey is a very important ally and friendly country, etc. So they will not have this partner in this specific area of the world.
Which makes one wonder why this causes so much anger in Turkey. Why does it matter so much that
because
the French people, not the Turkish people, the French people can't deny that what happened to the Armenians was a genocide?
Yes, but the problem is, it's not French people, it's those who live in France, first of all. Each and every, let's say, legal resident in France. So it is not only French people. And secondly, a third country cannot legislate, cannot take decisions on my history. And it's very important for Turks. And we have said it in the last 2 months. We have repeated it to France. Please don't do it. Please don't do it. And now, of course, the reactions coming from Turkey are not, let's say, overreactions, but we have said already what will happen if there is such decision in the parliament. So this is nothing new.
It's not just France that has raised this whole issue of what happened to the Armenians. More than 20 other countries genocide against the Armenians.
It's not the question of recognizing. You can recognize anything you want. I can recognize that there is life on Mars, but this is not the thing. This is the penalization. It becomes a crime. That's why the Turkish reaction is so strong.